Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say my...
Black Prince is in the building. I mean, you know what this is, right? What is it?
Yo.
I know it ain't true.
I'm doing this one for the business, though.
His ministry, why? What up?
We gonna let it live out, you feel me?
For real,
we ain't for life, baby.
We ain't never stop winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning.
Right.
You feel me?
That's how I live my life.
Let's do it.
Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with it.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition. Lose.
Say what?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis
told me that we winning. We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
You get it? Y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
Yeah.
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. And they tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit.
Now pay attention. I feed it and make it listen.
My lyrics single, you test it.
And you don't forget to mention. Alexis told me we win.
These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much.
Here
we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin.
They want to censor me and confiscate my pad and pen.
Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. Take it to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High. That come with dribbling. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling it. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping it.
For sure.
Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss? No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip.
For real.
I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning like the race. So
I'm gonna
win some, lose some.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary.
I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Y'all looking like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending.
What you forgot?
Alexis told me that we were
going
to win some, lose some. I'm just playing with the sound of the dictionary. I don't know the definition of
lose.
All I know is that I'm feeling loose. Alexis told me that we win it. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to
understand words.
Alexis told me that we were
going to
win.
Alexis
told me that we win it.
Alexis
told me that we win it.
I'm going to say your word, boy. We win it.
We have too much
blood
on this
track,
though.
The Floyd Mayweather gospel.
Uh-oh,
what?
You get that on the way
out.
No, I got it.
Defeated. And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time We are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. I want to thank the late, great Bishop Andre Alexis for that introduction. This is the Black Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost, and we want to welcome y'all to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Praise God, and this is Thursday night. Hallelujah, and this is our Thursday night Thunder segment. Praise God. Hallelujah, where we come and we give a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah, till it sounds like the thunder. Hallelujah, shaking the place down. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We will be opening the phone lines momentarily for praise reports and prayer requests. For now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you one more time for allowing us to come together in your holy name on tonight. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit be present on the line on tonight, that your Holy Spirit be dominant on the line on tonight. We bind and we rebuke, hallelujah, and we cast away any work of the enemy on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the move that you are about to make. We thank you in advance for the healing that is about to be received, for the deliverance that is about to be given, hallelujah. We thank you in advance, praise God, for the knowledge that is about to be received, hallelujah. We thank you for the woman of God that is coming forth to bring your word on tonight, hallelujah. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Everybody in earshot of my voice on tonight, Lord, hallelujah, you know their request. Hallelujah, they have brought them unto you. Hallelujah, and they come tonight, Lord, seeking answers, hallelujah, to their questions. And you are the answer, hallelujah. So we come seeking you tonight, Lord, hallelujah. Show yourself to us in a mighty way. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen on tonight. Praise God. Once again, we thank everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in. Hallelujah to Thursday Night Thunder on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to go to Psalms 100 as we get ready to go to the throne of grace. Praise God, hallelujah. And the Psalms 100 reads, make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Know ye. Hallelujah. You need to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, we always telling everybody else, this is David speaking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And David is saying, you need to know, amen, that the Lord is God. Praise God. It is he who has created us and not we ourselves. Praise God. This is very significant to David, because David went from being a shepherd boy watching his father's sheep in the backyard, praise God, to being king over Israel and Judea. He went from being the weakest person, hallelujah, in the world, to the most powerful person, hallelujah, in the world. And he needed to remind himself. Praise God, hallelujah. See, when he wrote a psalm, he wasn't necessarily talking to the people, Hallelujah. That's where us preachers, us ministers, that's where us speakers, us teachers, that's where we get it twisted. We think when the Lord gives us a word that he gives us a word to give to the people. Hallelujah. The word is for the people, but you forget you are one of the people. Hallelujah. Praise God. We forget that the word is for us first. Hallelujah. And what David is doing is preaching to the choir. He's preaching to himself. Hallelujah. Amen. He's telling himself, you need to remember you did not make yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Too many times we got too many sayings out here. Every time we successful, I'm self-made. I'm a self-made millionaire. I'm a self-made businessman. Hallelujah. I'm a self-made entrepreneur. Praise God. I'm self-made, self-made. You did not create yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. David is reminding himself, I didn't create myself. I didn't put myself in this position. Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't my campaign strategy. Hallelujah. It wasn't my politics. Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't my eloquent speech. Praise God, hallelujah. It wasn't the gift that God has given me that got me to where I am. It is strictly God. Hallelujah, amen. This was in his plan. Hallelujah, it is he who has created me. Hallelujah, and not me, myself. He goes on to say, hallelujah, that we are his people. Praise God, hallelujah, and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. We belong to him. Hallelujah. We are his people. We are part of his plan. Hallelujah. We are in his pasture. Hallelujah. See, the sheep grazed and they ate and they slept in the pasture. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But he recognizes as a sheep that the pasture did not belong to him. Hallelujah, praise God, that house you live in, the car you drive, the bed you sleep in, the clothes you wear, the job you have, none of that belongs to you. That all belongs to God. You are his people, hallelujah, and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. So we need to recognize as we come forth, before we come forth to give our testimonies and prayer requests, hallelujah, we first have to acknowledge who God is and what he has done for us in our lives, because we did not do it of our own ability. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even in the parable of the servants and the talents, hallelujah, amen, they could not have doubled the talents unless God would have given them the talent. Hallelujah, amen. They couldn't have turned the 2 into 4 and the 4 into 10 unless God had given it to them. Praise God, amen. Nothing you have achieved without God. Hallelujah. Well, I doubled up everything I have. I played the hand I was dealt. Well, who dealt you the hand? Hallelujah, it was God. Hallelujah, amen. And until you recognize that God is the head of your life, that God is the one in control, that God is the one that puts you in position, that God is the one that will exalt you, hallelujah, amen, you will stay stagnant. Hallelujah, amen. Until you get an attitude of gratitude where you begin to appreciate the things that God has done for you in your life. Praise God. Now, I'm about to open up the phone lines. So if we have one on the phone lines tonight with a testimony, praise God, or prayer request, we encourage you, hallelujah, to come forth at this time. The phone lines are open. Will there be one, praise God, on tonight?
Good morning. Good evening, Elder. I tell you I'm tired.
Amen.
This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. I said good morning. I just give God glory. I just logged in, so I'm sure it's always good, man of God, you come forth and other speakers. Just keep me in prayer, please. Thank you, man of God. God bless you. And please say hello to First Lady.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Jennifer tonight from Long Island. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah. And we will, amen, put you on the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. Do we have another prayer request on the line tonight or a praise report? Praise God. Amen. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight for each and every person who has called in, everybody who has tuned in, Lord, to hear your word on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift each and every person up in a mighty way. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you touch Sister Jennifer on tonight. Hallelujah. As we lift her up in prayer. Hallelujah. You know our individual request on tonight. Hallelujah. And only you, hallelujah, can answer that. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight for providing, hallelujah, that answer. Hallelujah. And we lift you up and we praise you on tonight. Hallelujah. For you know the end. Hallelujah, from the beginning. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, that you know the answer to all of our questions. Hallelujah on tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for deliverance being given to those that are listening, healing being given to those that are listening on tonight, revelation being delivered to those who are listening on tonight. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for Sister Valencia on tonight, who is coming forth to bring your word. Touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head, hallelujah, to her, the sole of her feet. Anoint her lips of clay on tonight to speak your word. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for the word that you are about to deliver us on tonight. Hallelujah. And we will continue to praise you. We will continue, hallelujah, to lift your name up because you are truly worthy to be praised, not for what you have done. Hallelujah. Not for what you are doing. Hallelujah. But simply who you are. And that's God all by yourself. Hallelujah. The mighty Jehovah Jireh, our protector, our leader, our guide, our creator. Hallelujah. We praise you for who being who you are. Hallelujah. Making us who we are. Your children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you on tonight, and we praise you on tonight, and we appreciate you, hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah. And we will continue to praise your name. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for each and every person on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to hear a dynamic word from God coming forth from the woman of God. Amen. I am talking about none other than our very own sister in Christ. Hallelujah. Our friend in the ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. And our family. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for her tonight. I am speaking of none other. Hallelujah. From Memphis, Tennessee. Our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia, hallelujah. It is in your hands. And let the Lord use you tonight in a mighty way. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder First Lady, all the saints that's on the line. Thank you once again to allow me to be on the prayer line once again on a Thursday night. Let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you in the name of Jesus, Father God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I just thank you, Father God, for the word that you've given me, Father God. I pray that someone be encouraged, healed, delivered, set free in the name of Jesus on the word that you have given me in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you, Father God. I pray for the ones that's on the line, Father God, that's tired, but they just want to hear a word from you, God. I just pray that you just give them peace, God. Give them peaceful sleep tonight in the name of Jesus. Cover them. I plead the blood right now for everyone that's on the line in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you, Father, for just being so good in our lives, Father. You are always worthy to be praised. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen and amen. And like I said, saints, I just thank God for the word. I didn't know which word I was going to bring because he was giving me two words from Jim Carrey. One word I was going to do was the mask. And then he said the movie Liar, Liar. So he said bring forth the word on the movie Liar, Liar. So I'm going to be talking about the movie Liar, Liar, which everybody know that Jim Carrey plays in the movie. It's actually a comedy, but I thank God the way that he gave me the movie. And this movie came out in 1997. And the people that's in the movie, Fletcher Reed, which is the lawyer, which is Carrie, Dana Applegate, which is the lawyer, also Max Reed, which is his son, Samantha Cole is a client, Audrey Reed, Fletcher's ex-wife, Jerry, Audrey's boyfriend, Greta, she's the secretary, is Judge Marshall Stevens. It's also Kenneth Falk, which is Samantha's boyfriend. Then it's Mr. Allen. He's the boss, but he's a partner, but he's crooked. And also it's Miranda. She's a partner, but she's crooked. And the movie is called Liar, Liar. Definition for liar is a person who tells lies to say something that is not true. Conniving attorney, which is care plan. He's conniving attorney. And the definition for is given to or involved in conspiring to do something immoral, illegal, or harmful. And the word that God gave me for tonight is stop doubting God. And the definition for doubt is a feeling of uncertainty, a lack of conviction. And I just thank God for this word to start moving forward. Everybody know about Fletcher. Fletcher is the crooked lawyer. Fletcher don't care about nothing but winning. When Fletcher opened his mouth, the first thing come out of his mouth is a liar. As the movie start on, they see the kids in the movie, they're talking about what their parents do. It's one girl said that she's proud that her dad is a firefighter. It's another kid said that they're proud that their dad, that they're a policeman. And then Max said, he said, my dad is a liar. She said, baby, don't you mean a lawyer? She said, no, my dad's a liar, because that's exactly what he is. I mean, he's a professional liar. He's a lawyer. He don't care about nothing but winning. He don't care if he has to lie to his child. He don't care if he has to lie to his wife. He don't care if he has to lie to his boss. All this man cared about was winning, but he did not know the effect of his lying, what he had done to all the people around him, his family, his friends, and he didn't know the extent of it. As his son, Matt's birthday is coming, as he go get his son see how he work, his son see how he lied to everybody, how he never tells the truth, because he got his son. Him and his son supposed to go out to a game. And the secretary, Greta, said, happy birthday. You imagine what your dad got you. And he's looking crazy because he didn't get his son nothing. He got Greta to get his son something. He didn't take out time because he don't care about nothing, but all he care about is about winning. So she got the son, got him about a baseball cap and got him like a little glove. So he was happy about that. So he said, son, go sit in the room. We're going to go to the game. But he could not end up going to the game because he had a case that he had to win. And he the type of lawyer, he got to win, okay? It's all about the money. All he cared about is winning. Now, he said, I'll take his son now because his son's birthday the next day. But he told his son that he cannot go because it's a case that he had to win. And the reason that they liked him, the way that he connived, the way that he lied, that's the reason that they wanted him on the case, because all of this about the money and all this about is about him winning. So if he hurt his son, he didn't go to the game with his son. He told son that he's going to come over there the night for his birthday party, because he got a birthday party coming. But, of course, he didn't show up because he meeting up with a partner. He slept with the partner because he slept with the lady, which is a partner, so he could become partner. But he hurt his son so bad, and the mom, she saw the pain, and the mother already know the pain that she saw in the son's face. But she said, he said he was coming, but he promised. She said, don't worry, Max. He going to see you tomorrow. She said, baby, make a wish. Everybody seen the movie. You have not seen this movie, check it out. She said, the baby said, Max said, I just wish for one day that my dad cannot tell a lie. You know, one day is 24 hours. And he really, truly meant this. And that's what I'm saying, not doubt God. When I'm going somewhere like 24 hours, the way that he's going to change this man, it don't take God long to do anything. What stops God from doing what he needs to do is doubt. We stop God with doubt, because this man's life is meant to completely change in 24 hours. I didn't say 45 hours, 48 hours. I didn't say a week. I didn't say a month. It took 24 hours. And for everybody seeing Liar, Liar, y'all know what I'm talking about. It took 24 hours for this whole man's life to change, so don't doubt God. So as soon as, because he slept with the one, her name was Miranda. She was her partner. And on the recent day, he slept with her because he wanted to become partner. And then she asked him if they were intimate. Was it good for you? He said, I had better. Because he cannot lie. Everything that he couldn't do nothing but tell the truth. Everybody that he lied to, it came back. Everything that this man did wrong, it came back. But he still was not catching it. He was still not catching the impact of what he was doing to other people, like how he hurt his ex-wife, or like how he hurt his son, or the other things that he's doing. Because the case that he's trying to win is this lady, she's a young, beautiful lady that's married to this older man. They got money. Okay, the only reason that she married this older man is because he got money. Okay, because that they getting divorced because adultery, okay? So he winning a case for a woman that ain't about nothing but money. Don't care nothing about him or the kids, okay? All she want is the money. But at this particular time, he cannot see that. All he focuses on, Fletcher, I got to win, I got to win. He's not thinking about that. So stuff started happening. He like, well, I'm telling the truth all the time. He's like, what this all about? He was not getting it. And then when he went to talk to his ex-wife, and she was saying that she's going to move. The guy named Jerry, she dated a guy named Jerry. She said, we're moving. And he like, why you moving? She said, why you moving? You make me not see my son, Max. She said, you don't see him anyway. And she was doing it not because she really loved this guy, Jerry. It's just because of her mother. They just cannot see somebody hurting their child. She's seeing the pain that this man is bringing to the baby. So she's like, we're moving. You got to get it. He said, give me another chance. Just give me another chance. Let me see Max. So he went to go see the boy at school because she said, you know what your son was doing? He said, we're making a wish that for one day that my dad couldn't tell a lie. And he like, oh, wow. He like, wow, he couldn't believe it. So he went to see his son. He went and got a cake. He went and got a cake and asked his son to reverse it. He said, I got the lie. He said, Dad, I don't want you to lie. He said, I need the lie. He said, everybody lies. Daddy lies, mommy lies, everybody lies. He said, I want you. He said, then do it. So he made a wish, and he reversed, he reversed it. Then he went and tried it, and he got smacked. Like, what happened? He said, didn't you do what I asked? He said, yes. He said, I asked it. He said, but what? He said, last night when I asked for you not to lie, I mean it. But he said, only reason I did it now is because she told me to. He said, now do it again. He said, but I can't. He said, why you can't? He said, because I don't want you to lie. He said, explain this. Everybody lies. He said, but Dad, you're the only one that makes me feel bad. That's when it clicked. He did not even know that he was hurting his own son. He had no clue because he was just so caught up on when he did not know that his son, he felt like his son hated him. He felt like a failure as a father. He could not see this. Okay, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm sorry. Don't doubt God what God can do. I'm telling you, this man only care about winning. Okay, and at the same time, even though his son is hurt, and at the same time, it's the wife saying that it's a possibility that you might lose your son. He's still thinking about that way of winning. He's still not getting it, but he felt bad about this. So he was talking to Greta about it. And everything that he did to Greta, which was his secretary, because he's a liar, she ended up leaving him because he kept on telling the truth. Everything, see, one, I'm telling you something. Don't be playing with God and stuff like that because you reap what you sow. What you do going to come back in the life. I mean, you can't keep on doing wrong. Everything that this man was doing wrong, it's like it just fired on him in 24 hours. So Greta left. He ended up going to jail. Everything, all type of stuff started happening to this man because he could not lie. He got pulled off by the police because his car got pounded because he had tickets. You a lawyer. How you paying your tickets? Speeding and by him not lying. He can't lie. He was telling police sometimes. He ran a stop sign. He's speeding. He just kept on telling the truth. So he kept on. He was still trying to get out of the case. But he knew that if he told the truth, that he could not win the case. Actually, he's going to win the case by telling the truth. He did not even know that. Because I'm telling you, all he cared about is winning. Lady Prevo, can you give me those scriptures, please? We're talking about doubt, about not doubting God. Okay? And we get to the end of the case. Okay? This woman wants $2.4 million. Okay? Because I'm telling you, this man got money. Okay? She just wants the money. And at first, the way when she was talking to the lawyer Fletcher, at first she was like, I can't win because I cheated on this man. She got evidence. She got evidence. She slept with seven different men, and it's evidence. He got tape. She brought a boyfriend to court and everything. But Fletcher convinced this woman that she can win. So and she's going to win, but she wanted $2.4 million. So as he's talking, he didn't think it was impossible for him to win. But when he started going over the evidence and stuff like that, he saw the truth. Okay, for one, she signed a prenuptial agreement, and a minor cannot sign a prenuptial agreement since she was too young to get married, so she changed it. So she was entitled to everything that this man had. So he won the case, and he was happy that he won the case. He won the case actually going by the facts, actually by telling the truth, actually by reading everything. And then he was happy. And then they had to settle another case. Okay, the kids. It's a girl and a boy. She wanted the kids. Okay, he said, but you got like, he said, you got $2.4 million. She said, yeah, but I'd get more if I had a kid. Ain't got nothing to do with that she loved those kids. It got the fact to do with the money. All it got to do is the money. She just wants the money. And he looked in there, her like, I helped this woman win. That's what I'm talking about. He helping her win. He had to win. He won. And as the kids were running away from the lady, trying to run to their dad. They're like, Dad, I want daddy. She said, give me those kids. You got some checks to write. All it was about was the money. She didn't want that man. She just wanted all this money. And he was crying. As the partner came up, he said, I love kids. That's such a leverage. These are the people that he wanted to become partner with. He didn't want to become partner with them. He quit his job. He quit automatically. He quit his job. He didn't see none of that. When his son made that wish, that his dad could not lie no more. And that's what God has to do sometimes. We be so blinded sometimes about what we want, this and that. We can't see nothing, but God always can see what's going to happen. And he allows stuff to happen. But what I want to tell y'all, faith, it don't take God long to do nothing. I mean, a lot of times our stuff get held up from God. It's because of doubt. We don't trust God. We say we trust God, but God know we don't trust him. It don't take him long. It's some things that I'm supposed to have today, and I don't have it because of doubt. I have doubt God because of the way they didn't look or what somebody is saying. I would never stand on what God said. I'm standing on what God say now, because everything that God said is going to come to me, it's going to come to me. I don't care nothing about this virus going on. I'm still going to get everything that the Lord promised. It's coming now. I'm just silent about a lot of things. Everything that God promised me, it's coming to pass. Why? Because I don't doubt. First of all, you got those scriptures on doubt. There's three scriptures about doubt. We doubt God, thanks. We doubt him.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Hear you.
First scripture is coming from James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, and it reads, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavered is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The next scripture is coming from Matthew chapter 14, verse 31 through 33, and it reads, And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come unto the ship, the wind ceased. Then they were in the ship, came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And the last one is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Amen.
Amen, amen. And as we could see on with the movie, and she quit, and he got locked up because he was out of order in court because he was saying kids are not allowed, but she got really all upset because he could finally see. It's like he was blinded, but now he could see. And like I said, it didn't take long. It was just 24 hours, okay? It's only 24 hours. So he went to prison. But Greta came and got him out of jail. He said he wanted to start his own firm. He didn't want to be crooked no more. He didn't want to do this, all this stuff that he was doing before. And he said he had to go get his son because the son was on the plane. So he did everything to get his son. He was crying, begging the lady, his ex-wife, about letting him stay. And he told his dad that he told his mom. He said, Dad, can we? He said, Mom, can we not go? I want to stay here with my father. So everybody saw the ending of the movie with that. That the boy found that he found this changed his life. This man changed his life. He actually got his ex-wife back. I don't even think that was part of the plan, getting an ex-wife back, but by this man changing like the way that he changed. Like I said, it don't take God long to do anything. It don't. It stops it
We stop it when we doubt God. Like I said before, nothing is too hard for God. This man changed in 24 hours. I'm not going to doubt God. I always doubt. God gave me this word, okay? This is not my word. This is God's word. Stop. We got to stop doubting him. We got to stop looking at how everything is going on right now. Like when we open the door, like when we turn on the TV, when you hear the news, you cannot allow that to stop. But God, if God said he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Always know, even though everything that's going on, he allowed this to go on. This is to make people pray more. This is to make people love more, more patience. Also, it's the way that you look at it. I don't look at the virus like, oh, it's just some bad thing. It's the way that you look at everything. Everything ain't bad. It's the way that you look at it. And I, like I said, it don't matter what's going on. I'm standing on what God said he's going to do. I'm now doubting God. I'm still doing the interview. I'm still writing the plays. I'm still doing everything that he said do. And it's still coming to pass. Why? Because he said that he's going to do it. I'm not going to doubt him. I'm not going to doubt God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Thank God. You know what's like? We ain't got to wait as long as Joseph waited. We ain't got to wait as long as Abraham and Sarah waited. We don't have to wait that long. It's just, do you trust God or do we doubt God? We doubt God by what we see. We doubt God by why we hear what we hear. We doubt God by what we feel. We feel like God ain't moving too fast when God is the one that knows what's best. Do we have? Can we just wait, though? Can we just wait for what is best? Can we wait? We don't wait. We doubt instead of waiting, instead of saying thank you, God, praising God in the midst of the wait. Because I'm telling you, he gave me this. If he said, God gave me and told me, if I could change somebody's life in 24 hours, I could change anybody's life in 24 hours. That is the type of God that we serve. And if I ever say that God can't change somebody's life in 24 hours, then it's a lie. Because another thing, he changed mine. Once I said I wanted to be saved, sanctified, and live for him, my life changed. A lot of people like on this phone chain. We just doubt God because in our eyes, he don't move fast enough. We get upset with God. I have to repent daily. I have to ask God to forgive. I ask God this often. I say, God, forgive me for not wanting you as much as you ever wanted me. I say that often, very often, because there was a time I didn't want God. I wanted the world, and I wanted things of the world. I cannot live. I cannot breathe without God. I cannot make it without God. And I said on a daily basis, Lord, forgive me for not wanting you as much as you want me, because God is always the same. God will never change. God loves you with your good, your bad, your ugly, because he created us. He know us. He know every flaw. He know everything. God is not like man. He does not change. That's why I love him so much. I could come to him bold, butt naked, with no judgment, no criticism. I mean, that's the best look. I hear people say they want to be in a relationship. Look, have a relationship with God first. So you have a relationship with God first, you'll know your worth, and you won't settle for certain stuff. You can't, because he showed you how special. When you see how special you are in the eyes of the Lord, it's just certain things you can't even accept, you can't even tolerate. Because see, when God look at us, God don't look at us as the world looks. God look at something that he has knitted, something that he has made with all these imperfections. We got all these imperfections, and God love every one of our imperfections. God love us all in his own unique way. It's the kind of God that we serve. And no matter what we do, saints, it don't even matter. So we turn our back on God, he's still there. We come back to God. We say, God, forgive us. He forgives. He don't bring up nothing. It's no one like the Lord. And I don't know how people don't want their relationship. I don't understand how people even play with God like that. I get really upset and offended when people play with God. Because if you don't want God, my father, the one that I serve, leave alone, because you really don't want him to kill you. Because that's another reason that this virus is going around, because people in the pulpit, you got a girlfriend, you got a boyfriend, you transgender, you don't know what you want. Then you walk in the house of the Lord, and he see that. And then, you know what? He's still so graceful. It's some people that have passed, but it's some people that God deliberately let stuff happen to so they can repent. They still won't even repent. I'm talking about the God that we serve, y'all. He is really so good. He is so merciful. So we just got to keep on praying, saints. We got to keep on trusting God, and we cannot doubt. No matter what it look like, no matter what's going on, don't doubt God. Everything that he promised me, I'm expecting it. I still see you rapping. ordinary. It's still happening. I still see those books, First Lady. I still see y'all going up. I still seeing all the different people. I'm picking up Kirk Franklin. I see y'all. Y'all going up. It don't matter what it look like. God gonna still do for y'all what he said he gonna do. Why y'all still doing what he told y'all to do? No matter what's going on down there, what y'all dealing with, y'all still doing what thus says the Lord. It might look a little rocky. It might look a little shaky. It might even look like a few people left. But don't worry, elder and lady, they gonna see, God gonna send some more people, the right people, the ones that truly love you, that ain't jealous, that ain't envy, the ones that truly got your back. That's what he gonna send. And he gonna remove the other ones. Jennifer, hold on. Hold on, honey. You ain't got the word. You already know who you serve. You ain't got no words, honey. You are a blessed woman. And you already know this. Everything that God promised you, woman of God, you already got it. You are power. You don't even need nobody to pray for you. You know who you are in God. Don't play, Jennifer. Don't get me started on you. You know who you are, woman of God. And thanks. Stop doubting God. Don't doubt him. If it took 24 hours to change somebody's life, why? Yeah, let me back up. God can change your life in a few seconds. See, I'm talking about doubt. Don't doubt him. Stand on the word. Stand on everything that he promised you. Get in your notes. Get on your knees. Pray to God. Everything that you write down with God, give you a vision and dreams. Go to God. Remind him. Say, God, you said you're going to do this. He wants us to remind him. Because Satan reminds us what he ain't going to do. Why we won't remind God what he said he's going to do? Don't keep on allowing Satan come up to try. Satan always stay on his job. Satan going to do his job. And Satan, we got to do our job. Satan is not going to ease up. Satan ain't going to back up. Satan going to come at us with everything that he got. So in faith, we got to come back at him with everything he got, because he can't take what's mine. Everything that God promised me, I'm going to have it. I don't care what I got to go through. Everything that the Lord promised me, I'm expecting it. I'm standing on it, and I'm waiting on it, and God's going to give it to me. And I'm done. Elvis, back in your hands. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. From the woman of God on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight for the woman of God. We thank you for the word about doubt on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to get the doubt out of our minds, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As the man said in the Bible, I believe. But help us, Lord, with our unbelief on tonight. And, Lord, continue to bless the woman of God. Continue to fill her up with your virtue, Lord, and your word, and your wisdom, and your knowledge. Continue to mold her and shape her. Continue to give her your revelation on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you, and we praise your high and your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. As she was speaking, I was reminded, hallelujah, amen, the one of the scriptures that they read, hallelujah, when they got back on the boat, hallelujah, they worshiped Jesus, hallelujah, and said, truly he is the Son of God, amen. And I recall when I first was reading, hallelujah, Jesus' story, hallelujah, on several occasions, hallelujah, you think when God did something the first time in your life, you get it and you'd have it. Hallelujah, and that would be your foundation, and you wouldn't sway from that. But it was two or three more times Jesus performed a miracle, and they said the same thing. Truly this is, hallelujah, the Son of God. Hallelujah. How many times do God got to do stuff in our life for us to realize, for us to get it, for it to stay locked in, that truly this is, hallelujah, the Son of God. Truly God is working, hallelujah, in our lives. Praise God. And we thank Sister Valencia tonight for that powerful message. Hallelujah. Get the doubt out of our lives. Remember when Jesus got ready to heal that child of the pastor, the keeper of the synagogue, and he said the child is sleeping and some people laughed about it? He told him, get out. Praise God. Hallelujah. I would advise you tonight, amen, if you got some people around you, hallelujah, you got a dream that God has put in your heart, and every time you talk about that dream, they got giggles, they got laughs, they got shade to throw. Hallelujah, I would advise you to tell them they need to get out. Praise God. Either rebuke that doubt spirit out for you, or you need to take that doubt spirit with you and get out. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. I want to open up the phone lines at this time. If there be one on tonight, hallelujah, that have a comment for on the word of God or a comment for the woman of God, hallelujah, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one? Praise God.
Praise the Lord. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. It's a powerful word, and I've seen the movie a few times, Liar Liar, Jim Carrey. I love the part when the little boy, I think it was his birthday, he made a wish that his father would not tell a lie again. So I'm just thankful for the woman of God that came forth, because the Lord, I love when I allow God to use me. It's all for his glory. Proverbs 30, verse 5. That's my favorite scripture. It's nice, a short verse. Every word of God is pure to those who put their trust in him. Whether if you want to put your trust in God, his word is truth, and he is the truth. So it doesn't matter if we like it or not. Whether the truth hurts, whether the pills is hard to swallow, whether if we don't like the truth, we don't want to accept it, God is the truth. And yes, and I'm a strong believer, like, I don't know Elder in person or his beautiful wife, but Elder's a straight shooter. Like myself, I'm real. That's why a lot of time I can't be around certain people. It's either you're going to take it or not. So I'm just grateful and thankful for the word. God bless you, woman of God, and all the saints on the line.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jennifer. Praise God for those comments. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another comment on tonight? Praise God. The phone lines are still open. Praise God. Do we have another on tonight?
I praise my thank God for your work. And I thank you, Sister Felicia, for reminding us, you know, that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor for the man that he shall have to repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? You know, us humans, he might lie, not come through on the promise, but God, he can't lie. He said it, it got to happen. I just think that, you know.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, First Lady. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not a man that he shall lie. Hallelujah. If he said he going to do something, he going to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like that about God, that God's whole thing about doing something for us has nothing to do, hallelujah, with us. It has everything to do with him. Praise God, amen. We was watching a documentary about somebody in Hollywood called the Black Godfather, and one attribute about him is he kept his word. He was a man about his word. If he said he was gonna do it, it was gonna get done. It didn't matter if you kept up your end of the deal or not. That's why people get it twisted. People think that the testament, when we use the word Old Testament, New Testament, that those mean contracts. But that's a difference. So in a contract, both parties have to uphold both ends of the deal. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got to do my part and you got to do your part. Hallelujah. If one of us don't do it, the other one ain't got to do it and most likely won't do it. Praise God. But God is not like that. God says our relationship is not a contract. Like some of us treat our relationships like contracts. Hallelujah, amen. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, so I'm not going to cook your dinner on Friday night. Hallelujah, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, so I'm not going to buy that purse you on. Hallelujah, amen. You were supposed to be my friend and do this for me, but you didn't, so I'm not going to be your friend and do this. Hallelujah, amen. But God said, even though you don't do what you... Remember the woman that with the... hallelujah, the Canaanite woman, she wasn't living right, but God still blessed her. Hallelujah, praise God. Remember the man, he had been in sin all his life. He said, pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. It wasn't conditioned, hallelujah, on him, amen, being right and doing right when he came to Jesus. Praise God. And every time he healed somebody, he didn't tell them, now that I healed you, you got to do right. Hallelujah. Now that I healed you, you got to walk in the way. Hallelujah, amen. When he healed somebody, when he performed a miracle for somebody, he told them, go about your way. Hallelujah. Now make up your mind. Do what you want to do. I did my part. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Now I want you to do yours. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. He has what we call an unconditional love. He loves us regardless. Hallelujah. Amen. See, some of y'all, if I do the wrong thing, amen, you ain't going to love me tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God going to love me anyhow. Hallelujah. Because he's God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do we have any other comments on the line on tonight? Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Elder. This is Jennifer again from Long Island, New York. I thank God also. What dropped in my spirit? A lot of us, when the Lord is showing us the truth, I'm just going to be real as I can be, and I'm going to personalize it. We are so much in denial that the truth is in front of us. The reason why I'm going to use that child in the Bible, Jeremiah, if the Lord was able to ask this young child that barely knew how to speak, what was in front of him? I mean, realistically, a bunch of grown people acting kids. The truth is in front of you. What do you want God to do? Fly out of heaven and show you what's really going on? Whether if you want to accept it, believe it, deal with it. Okay, that's your business. The Lord is about truth. And the truth does what to all of us? And I speak for me. Set us off early. I was speaking to my husband, soon to be. I'm not going to get into much detail. And I said it to him, face the truth. Everything that I was telling him was just the truth. So a backfire, the Lord had to allow me to get out the way. So he sees now. So I prefer a person to tell me the truth. It's my business, whether if I want to be in my feelings. I don't think so. Doing ministry in all these years, I have tough skin. Hey, you tell me the truth, I keep it moving. Whether I like it or not, it is what it is. So we got to accept the truth as well. We prefer lies. A person will stand. Counterfeit looks real. We prefer to accept a counterfeit instead of the truth when it's in front of you. So I'm just grateful and thankful for who I am. I'm different. I love being by myself, and I'm 39 years old. Even when I was a child, I was a loner, even till today. Man of God, I'm still alone. I ride so low, and I'm just grateful for who I am. I'm about truth. Whether if it hurts, whether I have to go in my secret place, whether if I have to cry, whether even if I get mad with God, God telling me the truth, it is what it is. God spoke to me and told Jennifer the truth. Like it or not, that's my business. The Lord's going to tell me the truth. Deal with it. And that's who made me become today. A strong woman in the Lord. God has to shape, mold me into his perfection. He enhanced me with his glory. If I was a broken woman, I was so broken, I'm talking about me, I was so broken, it didn't matter. A fine-looking man came up to me, it didn't matter. I was very broken. Even my husband, I've known him for years, soon to be. It's not someone I just met. I was so broken, and a lot of us, we bleeding inside. We want to camouflage in front of people. I'm keeping it real. I have two kids, all right? And, yeah, I was not mad. I could have, should have. I lost my virginity by my daughter's father when I was 20. But at the same talking, so what? Okay, my children are a blessing. I'm not going to pretend to be something that I'm not. I'm not going to put a camouflage in public to, oh, I miss this so-and-so. No, God has to make my husband the man that he's supposed to be, because I'm going to be real. He's a whore. He was a male whore, and that's the lifestyle he lived. So God was not going to allow me to go through that in my marriage. So God bless you. We got to just accept the truth. Stop being in denial. So what? People are going to judge you. Keep it moving. You're not living for people. And realistically, they don't have a heaven or a hell to put you or themselves. You're not living for them. God gave you life more abundantly for his glory. You here on earth for his purpose. Only God knows. God bless you. I don't live for people anymore. You don't like me? Oh, well, keep it moving. I'm not pleasing you. I'm not here for you. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Amen, Sister Jennifer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I like what she said about the truth. People don't like to hear the truth. It's like that old movie with Hallelujah. Amen. The actor, when he says, you want the truth. Hallelujah. Well, you can't handle the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like she said, a lot of times the truth is right in front of us. We just don't want to believe hallelujah, what God is showing us. And he told us that in the book of Habakkuk, he said, if I showed you what is really going on, hallelujah, even with ourselves, if I was to show you what's really going on with you, you wouldn't believe it. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. You wouldn't believe it's something deeply rooted in you, hallelujah, that's making you behave in a way that you're behaving, if I was to tell you that. Hallelujah, amen. And it's the truth, because when somebody tries to tell us, hallelujah, amen, we don't want to hear it. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So we thank God for that revelation right there from Sister Jennifer, praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any other comments on the line on tonight? Any other callers on the line? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we just truly thank God for each and every person who has called in on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody who has tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We invite y'all to tune in again. Hallelujah. Sunday morning for Care Church Radio. Praise God. Amen. With Bishop Page, he will be, amen, broadcasting from church this Sunday. Amen. Again, Sunday afternoon, we have Straight Talk. Hallelujah, amen, with the elder. And we're going to finish up our discussion on Timothy 1 and 2, where we were talking about women in authority, amen, and women preachers. Hallelujah, and we're going to try to transition to some more topics, amen. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to be talking about marijuana, amen. Topics that are being talked about at home, but we're not discussing in church. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So we invite you to tune in, hallelujah, this Sunday, amen. That's at 5 o'clock, praise God, Central Time. So 11 o'clock Sunday, Central Time, a.m., and then 5 o'clock p.m., we're going to hit y'all with the Straight Talk, hallelujah, amen. We're going to have, Apostle Thomas will be on. Praise God, Bishop Page will be on, myself will be on, First Lady will be on, hallelujah, Minister Ray will be on, so we invite y'all to tune in, praise God, Brother Darrell, I believe Sister Jennifer's going to tune in with us, hallelujah, so y'all tune in, praise God, and we encourage everybody to call in, because this is a discussion, hallelujah, amen, and we invite everybody to call in and discuss it with us. We want to hear everybody's opinion. We want you to know, amen, nobody's right, we're not trying to force nothing on nobody. We want to hear everybody's ideas. Hallelujah. Whatever you feel like the word is saying to you about these certain situations, these certain subjects. Praise God. And this is for our edification. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Because the Bible says this. It doesn't just say our people perish, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. The knowledge is the understanding. Hallelujah. But he says, with all things, with all thy getting, get an understanding. Don't just get the knowledge. Understand what the knowledge is telling you. Hallelujah. In other words, don't just read the scripture. Hallelujah. And just say that, take it for face value. Paul instructed us to, hallelujah, study to show you thyself approved. Hallelujah. It says, a workman need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Praise God. So if the word of truth can be rightfully divided, hallelujah, that means that it can also be wrongfully divided. Praise God. So we're going to come together. We're going to talk about some issues. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is going to be every Sunday at 5. So we invite y'all to tune in, call in, be a part of the discussion. Praise God. And if we don't have any other comments on tonight, we're going to go ahead and close out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord, for the revelation that you have given us on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, and we pray, Lord, we can get the doubt out. Hallelujah, Lord. You know those that are putting that doubt into our head. Lord, open up our eyes so we can see them clearly. Hallelujah, amen, for we know that Lucifer himself, hallelujah, Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. Reveal, hallelujah, them to us, Lord. Hallelujah, so we can get the doubt out. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance Hallelujah, for each and everything that you are going to do in our lives that you have already set forth, hallelujah, with your hand. And we praise you. We magnify you, Lord, and we appreciate you. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide, and we are uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we're going to leave y'all with this jam. We love you, Jesus. Check it out on YouTube. Go ahead and like and subscribe. We'll see y'all next time.
It's like, you want to do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all will be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord will do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin, till he came in my life. Tell you